This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us one half of For King and Country, who you'll see coming out to Australia in January, Luke Smallbone. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, no worries. Thank you for taking the time, Laura. I appreciate it.
Have you guys actually been back to Australia since moving to Nashville, at least for visits? I know you haven't done any shows, but have you been here to see friends and family?
Absolutely. Actually, quite a lot. Before I got married, I was coming back probably every year or so. And then after I got married, I was broke as a joke. And then also I got a little sick. Yeah, there were just a lot of things that were, you know, kind of prohibiting me from being able to come back. So it's been a while. It's nearly been 9, 10 years since I've been back. That's insane.
So yeah. What's going to be your like Sydney hit list of places to visit, foods to eat and the like?
Well, my wife and my three kids are, they're going to be coming back with me. So I'm just like, the fact that we're going to be kind of down in the harbor area is amazing, but obviously just to be able to be there, I find the harbor one of the most beautiful places in all of the world. So that and some sausage rolls, I mean, come on, meat pies, like those types of things. Americans try to make those, and even transplant Australians try to make them, but there's nothing quite like having sausage rolls and meat pies in Australia.
No, it just doesn't work. And we're very excited because you're going to be bringing out the new album, Burn the Ships, which some may have seen in Billboard. You guys called it your most mature album yet. Why did you feel like it was different like in that way?
Well, I think that you just grow up a little bit. You know what I mean? I think that you're not just trying to maybe do what's cool or whatever. You're actually pretty intentional with what you're trying to accomplish. And so the songs are very personal. The songs are very honest. So we kind of went back and looked at that last album and asked ourselves, what about these songs on this last album? What were the ones that worked? What were the ones that didn't? And what was it about the ones that worked that we should replicate? And really, at the end of the day, the songs that worked on that album were ones that had a personal connection to us.
Right, and people may be aware that the title track, Burn the Ships, that one has particular personal significance, I should say. That one's about your wife, Courtney. What was going on in her life at the time you decided to write that one?
Yeah, well, we were pregnant. She was pregnant with our second son, Phoenix, and she was having debilitating nausea. And so she went to the doctor, and they said, well, take some medicine, this should fix it. And worked for about 6 weeks, ended up going back and said, well, you can take more, and we can up the dosage. And I was in Austin, Texas, for a show, and she called me and she said, I need you to come home. And I was like, wow, I've never had that phone call, you know, before. And I said, well, what's going on? She said, well, I've been taking this medicine and I can't stop taking it anymore. I need you to come home. We need to deal with this. And so I go home and I see Courtney come in the back door, see Courtney, and she's, I said, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm okay right now. But as the night progressed, you know, she started saying things like, I know I'm not going to take any more of this medicine, but what if I just take one more pill just to get me through the night? What if I just, what would that look like? And her hands started to shake. And, you know, so we next morning we got up and, you know, I had to take her to a mental health facility. And, you know, those are difficult moments. Yeah. And when she was there, they said, hey, we think you need to be here for 2.5 weeks. And when she was done with that, she'd improved so much. They said, hey, we can discharge you. You're well on your way. And she was at home one night, and she had this bottle of pills in her hand, and she said, Luke, I need to go and flush these pills because I need to see these pills physically leave because they represent so much shame and so much guilt in my life. And I was reminded of a story about an explorer who went to a foreign land, and when he arrived in the foreign land, he called all of his men from the ships and said, hey, we're going to go explore the horizon. We're going to explore the mountains. And when he said that to him, he realized that nobody wanted to follow him. They just wanted to go back to the dirty confines of the ships, not because it was good, but because it was comfortable. And so he waits a few days and calls him back onto the shoreline again and says, I want every single soldier on the shoreline. And once he's got them all there, he gave his general the command to burn the ships because he says, we will not retreat. We will not live in the past, but we will move into what our future has for us. And I think for my wife, when she flushed those pills, that was her moment of burning the ships.
And it must have made you proud as her husband to just see the way she handled that and the way that she's allowed you, I guess, to open up that story to influence your fans as well.
Man, my wife is my hero. I mean, I can tear up even just talking about her now. I mean, she's one of the strongest, most courageous people that I've ever met. Like, I'm not just saying that, like legitimately, like ever met in my entire life. And it's ironic, last time I think we hung out was at Momentum, and it was on my way home from that time that I asked her. I said, hey, what do you think about me sharing this story? Like, what do you want me to do? People are going to ask about the story. What do you want me to tell them? And she said, Luke, I made a promise to God that if he would take and help heal some of the things that have taken place in life, that he could have my story. So she said, you go out and tell that story and you make me proud.
Oh, it gives me goosebumps. And I mean, you've let your wives, or I shouldn't say let, but you've totally opened up the studio space to them, particularly a lot in this album, because there's another couple of songs, Fight On Fighter, Hold Her, and then you've also got Pioneer that they actually sung on the track with you for. Tell us about those ones, because I feel like for dudes bringing their wives into the music studio cave, like that's a pretty big decision.
Yeah, well, Pioneers, I mean, when we wrote that song, we were in L.A. and we kept singing, let's be pioneers. And I remember thinking to myself, like, what does that mean? Like, I don't even know. Like, I love the thought of pioneer, but what are we trying to accomplish here? And when we were just discussing it, we were like, well, marriage is kind of like pioneering. You know, you might find that great place to build the log cabin, but you got to build the log cabin. That's not easy to do, but it might be beautiful at the same time. And then once you've gone through all the hard work, there's this beauty in it. And so Joel and I just sung the song at first, and then that was freaking weird because it was like, well, he's my brother. This is odd. And so then we were like, well, what if we were to get the ladies to come and sing this? And that was when the song was on the cutting block until they started to sing. And once they sung on the song, it was like, okay, this is actually really special.
Yeah. Does that mean they're going to feature on your tour at all?
No, probably, it just depends. They have, like, Courtney and I sung a song called Without You on the last album, and she did that for a while. You know, Joel and I do this all the time. Like, this is what we do for a living. And to get them to do it, you have to practice, you have to rehearse, you have to put in the reps. And, you know, we're going to be in Australia with our three kids as well. So if Courtney wants to do it, Mariah wants to do it, we'll do it. But it's not just something that they're always just dying to do. You know what I mean? It takes the time.
Well, remind them that you're performing at the Opera House here in Sydney. So, I mean, that's a pretty iconic venue. I want to see them out on stage. But, I mean, having the family, the whole troupe with you, like, that's pretty cool. And people in Sydney will not be familiar with what your guys' live shows look like. Videos I've seen, though, you do throw cellos and things like that to each other. What can we actually expect on stage?
Well, I joke that, you know, if you were to take, like, a bunch of basketball players that just had crazy basketball energy and they decided to pick, like, marching band instead of basketball in high school, you know, or in grade school, whatever it might be. You got something like the King and Country. You know, you get up on stage. Yeah, we got a lot of energy. We love what we do. We do it with great passion, great excitement. And so if it can be entertaining and interesting, well, we'll try it. You know, we'll do it. And so we love a big light show. We love to interact with the audience. And so it hopefully will be a moment that people won't forget, not because they're coming to a King and Country show, but because hopefully they'll be left with something a little bit more than just a song or just a little bit more than a story. And that's always our hope.
Well, we can't wait to have you guys. The home crowd will be so supportive of you. So anything that hasn't worked with your American audience, just give it a go with us and we'll totally be behind you.
I love that. Of course.
All right, Luke, thank you so much for the chat and we'll see you in Sydney.
We'll see you then. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.